This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen joining you. Well, as parents, we're all aware of the problems with the statement, do as I say, not as I do. In other words, to be an effective role model for our children, we must walk the walk and talk the talk. And that's especially true when it comes to instilling healthy lifestyle habits for our kids. We'll hear with more on this is Dr. Melissa Schaefer, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Schaefer. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So as parents, we know that being a good role model is really central, especially when it comes to healthy life choices. We all know that, but what got you particularly interested in all of this?
Well, I am a mother myself, and around the time that my children were being born, they were born in 2010 and 2008, the CDC dropped the life expectancy on average for the first time in the history that it had made life expectancy predictions. And the reason why they did that was childhood obesity.
So that cohort of children, the children that of your children's generation, they actually suggested that their lifestyle would be limited because of childhood obesity. Wow.
That's correct. And that affected me very deeply.
I would imagine so. So especially as a pediatrician, what did that prompt you to do or to think about?
It just got me thinking about my own lifestyle choices and the patients I was seeing and their parents. And it came to my attention that the statistics for American women have been fairly steady, that about a third of American women are obese, about a third are overweight, and that leaves only about a third that are healthy weight, and that the lifestyle choices being set up by the cohort of mothers, of which I am one, was going to have important impacts on the life expectancy and healthy life that the next generation is going to lead.
So in other words, what you're saying is that the health of the parents will have a profound impact on the health of the child by virtue of the fact that you kind of follow what you see around you.
Exactly.
And so it seems to me then that it's crucially important for parents to understand that they need to model this healthy behavior, and for both for themselves but also for the next generation. So is there research that supports, I read somewhere, that there's data to support the fact that early habits, when they're laid down really early, really do carry through life. Have you found that?
Yes, there is a British cohort study that looked at childhood behaviors both when you're young, and then they followed those same patients out 30 years into adulthood and found that the kids that were more sedentary when they were young were more sedentary as adults and did have health complications because of that. And while that's somewhat easy to predict and expected, I would think, it's important to know that that actually does carry through and that these are, that the health behaviors we model now have an important impact on children's lives.
Not only in their longevity, but also it has a lifelong impact. Mm-hmm. But you would think the obverse or the reverse would be true as well, which is if you model the healthy behavior and if they start at an early age doing healthier things, so to speak, that would also be true. And perhaps these dire predictions of shortened longevity wouldn't really come to fruition. And it sounds like that was your motivation.
Yes.
So you work in the hospital seeing patients, pediatric patients, inpatients. What are you seeing in terms of, you know, the kind of disease entities that you see and its relationship, for example, to things like healthy habits?
Well, I take care of patients with asthma, pneumonia, pyelonephritis, things like that, usually medical illnesses, not injuries. Those are taken care of by surgeons in our area. And while we have them in the hospital, we'll treat the kid for their, you know, problem that brought them in. We also identify some longer term things like smoke exposure and obesity and try and give advice that hopefully plays into what their pediatrician is telling them already, that addressing those lifestyle issues will help their overall health outcome.
And have you seen, though, in your experience, in your tenure as an inpatient physician, pediatrician, that there, I mean, can you in your own experience witness the connection between the healthy lifestyle issues or the lack of healthy lifestyle issues and the overall health of these children?
Definitely, particularly with smoking and respiratory diseases. That's a big one. When your child's in the hospital with a respiratory disease and the doctor says to you, you know, it would help if you quit smoking, I think that's a very powerful recommendation to give.
And there's been a real uptick in asthma and childhood asthma, I think, throughout the country.
The data vary depending on who's collecting it and how they're collecting it.
Okay.
But over a broader time period, over the last 30 years, there definitely has been an uptick.
So help us understand, by the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen with pediatrician Dr. Melissa Schaefer. We're talking about being a good role model in terms of healthy lifestyle for your children. So you recently wrote a blog talking about really giving some advice to parents as to some of the key factors. When you talk about being a good role model, what are the things that parents really need to remember?
I think that being physically active and enjoying it yourself is probably the most important thing you're going to be able to show your children, and that's so much more powerful than just telling them, go get out of the house, be active.
So it's lead by example.
Exactly.
And the idea of, you know, I think children really do absorb, almost like through osmosis, what they experience around them. And I remember reading somewhere many, many years ago that people think what's normal in their mind is what's usual in their environment. So whatever is kind of usual in their environment, even if it's aberrant, that's what becomes normal. But by the same token, if something's very positive and healthy, that becomes the norm. So it's almost like just what I said, it's not just do as I say, but basically watch what I do.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what are some of the other tips? I mean, in your own experience, how do you maintain your own health? And with your own children, how do you get out there? And what are the kinds of things you found helpful?
I enjoy swimming a lot. I was a competitive swimmer from way back when, and I still do a master's swim team in Syracuse. And so I talk to my kids a lot about how I enjoy swimming, but also, like, just playing around the pool, they can see that I enjoy swimming, and I'm putting them in swim lessons. I don't need them to be competitive swimmers, but I think that me showing them how time in the pool is an enjoyable thing for me has carried over to them, and I see them enjoying their time in the pool too.
So the idea is it's also, if you can incorporate social activity with it, whether it's being part of a team or basically having fun with your friends, making it fun, and having fun as a family. I mean, the other thing that strikes me is it's also important with whatever your family is constituted as to do this all together rather than just send your kids out to play. I mean, not that that's bad, but...
Exactly, yeah. Even going for a walk, I mean, as long as it's something you can enjoy and your children can see you enjoy it, then that's the only thing we're going for. And you can almost everyone, I think, can go for a walk with their children. So that's something everybody can do.
How do you feel about things like eating meals as a family? I've read a lot of different, you know, issues about that. And especially when you're talking about healthy lifestyle from a dietary standpoint, how important do you think it is to sit down and actually eat with your kids?
I haven't exactly reviewed the literature on that one. It's been taught in, you know, healthy family lifestyle for a long time that having dinner together and talking about what we're eating and not just making your kids eat their vegetables but have them watch you eat your vegetables is carrying forward on all these same concepts. I suppose I don't have the data behind that one though.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it seems to me though, from your own experience as well and as in your professional experience, I mean, the idea is that the concept of basically associating eating healthy with positive communication within a family and everyone sitting down together is another very positive, supportive underpinning. And somebody once suggested that you even teach your kids to read food labels or to understand what it is they're eating and where it comes from. And so it's an educational experience at the same time. So just in terms of your overall recommendation for parents out there, if you were to say to a parent who has a child who may be verging on this issue of obesity, what's the bottom line? What do you basically tell them to do?
Encourage them to exercise every day if possible. Do it themselves, enjoy it, and encourage their children to do the same.
And to do it by participating along with their children.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Well, it's great advice, and I think if more parents did get out there, maybe we'd lower the obesity rate in adults and children out there. Thank you so much. I appreciate your coming in. My guest has been Dr. Melissa Schaefer. She's Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.